Thank you very much for your welcome. It's wonderful to be here. I've been here a couple of times, and I know Roger and Michael and Helen very well, so it's really a pleasure to be here. I was given a task with lots of questions when Roger and I discussed me coming here, so I'm going to try and answer them. But first of all, would you like to open your Bibles? So if you find Psalm 92, I've got it on page 600 of my Bible, and I'm assuming it's the same in yours. Page 600 in those. And I'm going to read from verse 12 to the end, which is the passage which I'll explain later why I chose it. So, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." Amen. Wonderful passage. I'll come back to it in a bit. So first of all, who am I? Well, I'm Susan, and I was born and bred in Switzerland, in Geneva. My dad is Swiss German. My mum is British. So I'm a bit of a mixture. They're not Christians. And when I was about 17 years old, approximately, I went to a youth group through a friend, and they just had something that I didn't have. At that time, I was feeling hopeless. I was feeling not loved, and it was hard. And I wanted what they had. And so I asked Jesus in my life. It was so simple. And then I experienced Jesus. I had no knowledge of the Bible. I just experienced Jesus. I felt loved. I felt valued. And I was given hope, hope for the future and a purpose. Life suddenly had meaning. So a real change for me. And I'm told by my colleagues that I was a real evangelist. I can't quite believe it, but anyway, I studied veterinary medicine in Bern, so that's the German part, and we had a small group of Christians, and I still wasn't going to church. And when I came to England to work, I joined a Bible study because that's all I knew. I didn't go to church. And we were studying 1 Corinthians 12 about all the gifts that we all have, you also have. And I was challenged by someone, why are you not, or why are you withholding your gifts and talents from the church? Why are you not contributing to the church? That pulled me up. So when I was just about to move, I came to Tunbridge Wells in 91, and ever since I joined St. James's, and my life as a Christian has moved on because suddenly I was learning a lot more about discipleship and about the Bible. In most of my working life as a vet, I was also volunteering with children, young people. I did hospital chaplaincy, and I became a lay minister eventually. But I also did a bit of mission work. So I was in Nepal. I was also in Gabon. So I've done all sorts of things. And then after being a vet, I became a foster carer for a few years and looking after teenagers, my passion. And then I did a bit of TA work in Oakley School and other schools, but mostly in Oakley. So learning disabilities gave me some skills, which suddenly, as I was looking for a job, a full-time job, not a school job, I had a few doors closed, but then the door to Millward House opened. And Millward House is a Christian care home, and my role is activities and community engagement facilitator. So all those skills that I've had, the caring role, the listening role in chaplaincy, the special skills needed for dementia are very similar to those needed for people living with disabilities, autism and things like that. So all those skills are being used. And community engagement, here I am, I'm speaking to you. Well, you might say, don't come again. Anyway, I think it was a perfect fit. Now, as I mentioned, Millward House is a Christian care home. It's not quite the only care home in Kent, because there's a care home for people with disabilities and learning difficulties. But the older aid care home is the only one. And our aim as a care home, as part of Pilgrim Friends Society, is to provide a fulfilled later life to our residents. A fulfilled later life, not just sitting in a chair watching TV. We don't actually call them residents, because it's their home, isn't it? So they are the family members, and we're the guests working there. Our values as Pilgrim Friends Society are compassion, our community, building that community sense, transparency, being honest about what we don't do well, what we do well, and excellence as much as possible. And being in a Christian care home means that we can talk openly about Jesus. It's wonderful. You know, most of my working life, I've worked with people who aren't Christians. And, you know, you've got to be a bit careful what you say and how much you speak about Jesus. But there, I speak about Jesus every day. We read the Bible. We have daily devotions. We pray together. We pray for each other. And because it's a family, as you know, it's a family. So we care for them, but actually they care for us, the staff. And it's wonderful. So it's a two-way thing. We love one another, and we're always hearing each other's news. We have a wonderful team of dedicated staff, and a lot of them are Christians, which is wonderful. It makes a difference. My role is, in particular, to make sure the family members, our residents, are having fun. So I dance around a lot, like you saw me do earlier. You were a bit surprised, weren't you? but you did well. You joined me. Excellent. You know, it's about having fun and making sure we have varied activities. But we also do my role. I have to be a Christian in my role so that I can meet the spiritual needs of the residents, our family members, as well as all the other needs. So Bible studies are commonplace. We have a daily devotions, and Roger and Helen join us to lead those every day. And it's wonderful. Now, at Millward House, we also have something that a lot of care homes don't have. We have the role of hummingbird. Now, hummingbird, it goes from flower to flower, doesn't it? So the hummingbird's role is a person who goes one-to-one, from person to person, for just a short while, just to stimulate them, engage with them, do something that they would like to do. And that's a very special role. We also have Christy, the Way We Care lead, because we really want to make sure that we meet the needs of our family members that are the needs today. Not the needs yesterday, but the needs today. So that as their needs progress or change, we actually are meeting those. So really important that we actually keep meeting their needs, giving them choices that are relevant to their stages. And I feel that at Millward House, we don't just do the basics, but we do our best to stimulate and encourage each family member to use their skills and abilities. So we try and make them shine. Even those living with dementia, there's always a gem inside them that we can bring out and make them shine for, so that they're not You know, it's not something negative. We celebrate the shining moments and we make the most of that. Now, and that's the reason why I read this passage, because in Psalm 92, verse 14, they will still bear fruit in old age. They will still stay fresh and green. So we believe that they still have something to bring. They're not just sitting in a chair waiting for God to come. They're there bringing fruit and making more fruit. And we had an open day a week ago, and one of our eldest residents said, we need to invite all our tradespersons, the nurses, the doctors, get them to come in and see what we do, and then we can preach the gospel to them. To be honest, not many came, but you know, that's what they want to do. They still want to bear fruit. So it's wonderful. Now, I'll give you a few other examples. I've got a lady who loves art, but she's got a terrible shake. However, we've really nurtured that skill, and now she doesn't worry about the fact that it's very shaky, because by the time she puts the colours and she does wonderful proportions, she does beautiful art. And she shares her art with all of us on the wall, but also gives pictures to people, which is wonderful, makes birthday cards. It's wonderful. We've got another lady who had a fall, and I was with her as she was waiting, and she asked me to pray. What a privilege to pray for someone as they worried. And soon after, the ambulance arrived. I've got another lady. She wasn't sure that she really believed, but she told me once, and that's more or less her words, I don't often participate, but I watch and I listen. And I see you at work and hear all the Bible studies, and it's made me see that actually God really does love me. And isn't that wonderful? So she is very shy. She doesn't necessarily do a lot, but yeah, she's listening. I've got recently, someone had a big birthday, and relatives were visiting, and they were sitting quietly, and I just happened to bring someone back. I wasn't actually on duty, but I saw that they were there, not knowing quite what to say, because this family member was seemingly asleep. So I went in, interacted with her, and showed her how we get her to shine. And they had a wonderful time from then on. We had a game of balloon. We played things, and she really interacted. And otherwise, before that, they'd never seen her that way. And I think, you know, because we know our family members so well, we can make them shine. And that's what we want to do, in our work. Now, I was asked to say what if you are thinking about residential care. What do you need to look at? Now, first of all, I would say the ethos of a residential care setting is what you need to look at. Make sure it fits with your ethos. And then you need to think about your own priorities. You've got the funding issue, of course. Some care homes do not take locally funded people. Then you've got things that you like. So you may be someone who wants to socialize, and therefore you want somewhere where you're encouraged to come in and join others in the community rather than stay in your room all the time. You might want state-of-the-art, en suite, mod cons, you know, the best food. Then maybe that's what you would look for. You might look at, of course, the difference between nursing care and care. So we're a care home. We're not a nursing home. So we will not accept someone who has many nursing cares. However, if someone develops the nursing cares whilst with us, we will do our best to keep them here, because once they're with us, it's their home. You wouldn't throw someone out of their home. So that's our ethos, is if someone's with us, we will do our best to keep them here as much as possible, as long as it fits with how we work. The other thing is easy access to visitors. For some, your visitors might be, you know, people who live near you rather than people near your relatives. So you might actually want a care home near where you are, because you know your friends will come and visit more than maybe your relatives. I'm not saying, you know, but some relatives would want to visit, in which case you might have to go halfway. You know, those sort of things need to be thought about. And then there's the size of a care home. Big or small. Big, obviously, they have lots of facilities, but small, there is a sense, a more home sense, a more community sense. You might feel a bit lost in a larger home. But Pilgrim Friends Society is thinking on their new builds that they do household models. So it's a bigger home, 48 rooms, but it's divided in four households of 12. So that each 12 people are a house with their own carers. And that way, they're a little bit more, although the home as a whole is bigger, you are able to have people within similar sort of care needs together in the 12 households, in the 12 people households, which is quite good. The other thing to think of is to look well in advance. Don't be surprised when you have a fall or something happens and you suddenly need care, because then you may not have the options. And that's, I think that's really hard. You know, you want to go somewhere, you had thought of going somewhere, and if you, something happens, then you want to go there, but they haven't got space, and you haven't sort of started the process, so you're not even on their books, and probably they won't say, well, in a couple of weeks, we've got a free bed, you need it now. So be prepared, don't wait until that emergency happens. And why would you think about residential care? So today, the way society is going is social services are encouraging you to stay at home until four visits a day by carers is not copeable, that you can't cope at home with four visits a day. Now, if you're needing four visits a day, you're probably then at the stage of needing nursing care, which then means that you can't find a care home. Does that make sense? You'd have to go to a nursing home. So they encourage you to stay home, which is great, but you only have up to four visits a day, which could be a bit lonely. Okay. Now, it might be that you've got your family caring for you, coming in every day, doing things for you, and what I would say is it might be that you will experience a different relative, a different sense of that relative if you're in a care home, because then they're not having to do your shopping, do your housework, do your gardening, take you to hospital appointments. They're only there to spend quality time with you. So that's another reason to consider residential care, to make sure that you have your social life, because certainly in Millwood House it's a social life, okay, and your relatives, when they come, they have quality time with you. And it takes away the burden for them that they have to come. And maybe, you know, some are very well-meaning, but over time might become resentful of it. So it might change your relationship. However, if you're in a care home, you're able to have that relationship back to just being daughter, mum, or, you know, cousin, nephew, niece. So those sort of things are aspects of things that might make me think about going into a care home. And it's just something that every person has to do for themselves. You can't do it for someone else. So, you know, if some of you have elderly parents, it's very hard. They, in a way, they need to do it for themselves, but it's giving them the pros and the cons. And maybe what we do is people come in for part of a day. They come in for morning devotions, have a bit of time with us, have lunch, have the activity in the afternoon, and then they go home. And then they might do that two or three times over a month, and then it gives them a bit of an impression. They don't like us, that's great. They like us, well, if we've got a bed free, then at some point they can go on our waiting list. And then at least they've made a choice and they know what they're going to rather than to something unknown, which is hard, you know. I know that I already find it harder to experience change, even though I'm a change person. But I can imagine that in 20 years' time, I'll find it even harder. So, you know, as you get older, change is difficult. So making those transitions is really important. And I would encourage you to think about doing it as a transition rather than having to do it as an emergency. So that's care homes. Roger, you also asked me what to pray for. Well, we have this week a holiday week. That means that we're going on holiday. So we've gone to the beach. Okay. So we've got the gazebo out on the patio. We've got some paddling pools. We've got Hook the Duck and all sorts of fun things. We'll have a barbecue. We've had singing. We've got Punch and Judy coming. And all those things are happening this week. So we're doing lots and lots of activities. So please, I would love you to pray for us to really have fun and maybe have a bit of sunshine. Also, please pray for the staff. They are fantastic. I cannot say how amazing they are. Pray that they are given strength because we're full at the moment. It is really tiring, you know, lots of people to look after, to lots of people who need two people to hoist. So it's a very tiring job. I just have fun all day, so my job is, in a way, quite easy. I just go around dancing. So what can I say? And I guess another practical thing is we're having our kitchen refurb done in the next few months, and that's going to be massive because we don't have a lot of space. Some prayer for that to happen well, and for it not to be stressful to our family members and to the staff. Pray that Pilgrim Fen Society can build more homes in that ethos, because I think that ethos is just amazing. And I'm so proud of working for that organization, a Christian organization. It's wonderful to be a Christian in a Christian organization. So, yes, these are my prayer points. There you go. Ruth, over to you. Have I done too long? Shall I do a dance? Make it better. Oh, sorry.
I don't know about you, but I feel I've been to Millwood House. I did know a little bit about it because we visited people there. But it was lovely to have an inside view, wasn't it? And if you're anything like me, the thought of preparing if you're going to go into a nursing home, a care home, you don't want to do it, do you? I don't want to think about it. Keith definitely doesn't want to think about it. So thank you for giving us a bit of a nudge, because it is sensible rather than going in as an emergency, isn't it? Because you may end up somewhere where you don't really want to be. I think next week we ought to have Yvonne telling us her experience within the care home, don't you? No, it is. Thank you so much for, as it were, jogging us to think about these things and not to be blinded, as it were.
I hope it hasn't made...
Yeah, no, it hasn't. We I'm very grateful, even if it's just spoken to me. No, I'm sure we've all heard it. So thank you so much. And lovely to hear the way that you were led into that position. It's always very interesting, isn't it, to know how people have got from here to there, you know, and the way that God has his hand on you, sort of shaping you to fit that place. So, thank you.
I forgot to say, I've got some books that we have as resources. Have a browse. They're there for you to have a look at. And there's some newsletters that we've produced, so you can see some of our activities, and there's some leaflets you can take.
Thank you. So shall we just have a final prayer and commit Millwood's week of holiday to the Lord? Our Father, we do thank you for this particular place, and we know that there are many, many care homes around Tunbridge Wells and really all over our country, and more coming as our generation is going on living a long time. But we thank you, Father, for the insight into Millwood House and what actually goes on there, and how care for one-to-one is important, and also finding what each person has still got to offer. That is so important. So we thank you for those qualities that are there. And Father, as they have this week of holiday, please would you send your wonderful sunshine down for this week, so that they can get outside for a little while and enjoy fresh air as well as fun. So Father, we just commit the whole week to you, and we pray for the staff, Lord, that you will give them just that extra bit of energy to put all the effort that's needed to do these kind of things. So, Father, thank you for Susan, and thank you for her sharing. And we just ask your rich blessing to be upon that home. And the many homes, Father, we particularly pray for Yvonne in her home. Thank you for all that goes on there, all the work that is put into these places. Thank you for Yvonne and the way that she has settled into that place too. So, Father, we just now just commit our chat and our tea and our coffee to you, that you will bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. So.